you're gonna get shut down. You know what I mean? But if you think you got it, male or female, then if you're homosexual, y'all invited too. Because y'all motherfuckers on the chat line be, they don't wanna hear that shit. So if you think you can roast us, let us know what's good. Hit us up and see what you got. Yo, pumpkin pie, the fake ass nigga. That look like a pumpkin pie that's been chewed up by a cat and thrown up out of. Thrown up. Because it wasn't in its immune system. Y'all hear it? Killer cam. I'm going to have to download this shit. This shit is crap. Can't live my life up by looking in my life up. Light up. Come on. Come on. That's some bullshit. You see how I'm out of your mind? Yeah, I'm on it. Fuck out. That sucks. You know what I mean? I think they programmed it like that just to, you know, keep the black man from partying. C-section.
I'm pretty sure 6-4 numbers like, hey,
Nigga said 6 minutes? Okay. That means 16 minutes. Everyone always said that, you know, I take long and shit. Now I see what they're talking about. Okay, that sucks. These little motherfuckers is hungry. I ain't feed them all day. It's fucked up because I ain't feed them because I ain't feel like clean. Well, yeah, I ain't feel like cleaning the cat pan, so I didn't feed them today. They didn't go on a diet anyway. Oh, fat bastards. They looking at me all odd and shit, and I got, you know, feed them. I don't want to. One of you punk bitches called it HSBC or whatever the fuck it is. The APCS. Fucking. The PAC. Fucking. I don't know. The ASC. Some shit like that. Hey. I'm about to hear a bunch of fucking cats on Angry Bastard Radio. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. I'm stepping on them. Oh. Yeah, I hear them. These are my pit bulls right here. I did when you motherfuckers become in my crib. Get my pit bulls out there, y'all. My pit bulls are vicious. Look. They got a head like a shark. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I gotta eat that. I'm out of here. I gotta fucking play music and unmute shit and look out for the repo man and shit, you know? Nah, but I'll be alright. I'll be more than alright. Oh, shit. I can't keep. But the grape soda got the ice in it? Oh, yeah. It's gonna be. Oh, I got grape soda and Hawaiian. I got grape soda and punch. Punch. Fucking soda. But both of them, I took them out of the refrigerator, the freezer today. And they was fucking all, like, you know, frozen and shit. I couldn't get a swig. How come every time I walk down my steps, I always forget my keys? All the fucking time. Every time I leave my house, I always think I got my keys in my pocket, and I don't have my fucking keys in my pocket. Shit pisses me off. There'll be times when I walk outside, I'm about to lock a fucking door, and, oh, GQ, you don't have your fucking keys. You're going to fucking get locked out, and it's cold as shit. Fucking bullshit. But, then again, that happened for a reason. I always think, like, if I didn't go upstairs, go get my keys, I wouldn't be able to drive. And I'd be locked out. So maybe that happened so that I don't. Maybe that happened so that I don't, you know, I forgot it because it was supposed to save me some time before hitting somebody or getting pulled over. That's what I think. I think you're held up on time sometimes, not because you're late, not because you overslept. There's a reason why. Like, for instance, most people run through a yellow light. Okay, well, let's say you normally run the yellow light, but something just tells you not to go this time. Something just tells you, hey, to stop at the yellow light. And as you stop at the yellow light, a fucking truck runs through his red light. And you notice that shit, and as you was about to go, you just stop. And as soon as you stop, a Matt truck is going the opposite, you know, the crossway. And it's crossing over. And if you would have went at that time, you would have got trucked. See? Shit like that. It makes you wonder, like, damn, that shit is weird.
So that makes you think twice about trying to rush. Maybe that person that's in front of you that's driving slow as shit is there for a reason. They either slow you the fuck down because there's probably a cop up front and you don't need your driving license being fucked up, or it's an accident, or, you know, anything. Or maybe in the long run, if you would have showed up early at the barbershop, you would have got shot. But because of all the traffic and all that shit and you leaving late or whatever that night, well, you know what I mean? It all evens up, man. Like, it's beautiful. I love life. And I love God. I feel sorry for the people that don't have no type of faith at all. Because I'm sorry. Without the faith, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? It's, I understand how people ain't got no faith. And the people, it's funny because they are out. There's not such thing as God. I can't see God. I'm like, you fucking asshole. Sorry, guys. But like, you know, you can't see the Creator. He created you. You're blinded. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, if I, it's like, motherfuckers will believe stupid shit. Like, fucking, me saying, yo, there is a God. And then him saying, well, there isn't a God, because I can't see him. Okay, well, you don't want to believe me on that one. I bet. I'm in California, you're in New York. And I go, hey, I just saw 3 butt-naked Puerto Ricans run by, fat ass and all, nice body, butt-ass naked. But you can't see it. So what you going to say? Oh, I don't believe you because I don't see it. No, you're going to be like, oh, I don't believe. And you're going to be like, oh, I believe you. Take a picture if you can. That's what you would say. So why believe some bullshit? Or something that's negative, well, that's not really negative, but, you know, when it comes to church, it is. So, you know, I'm just rambling. I apologize about that. But, yeah, that's all been a fucking earlobe. What's the point in dressing your house up for Christmas? Like, seriously, like, come on. You're gonna put a fucking reindeer. Put a reindeer. Put that fucking fat bastard Santa Claus. Put him up there. By the way, kids, if you're listening, there's no such thing as Santa Claus. I just want to put that out there. Santa Claus is a fucking fake. Alright? No such thing. Your parents are lying to you. Okay? They're fucking lying to you. Alright? They're trying to make fucking animals out of you. They're trying to make fucking assholes out of you. Because I'll tell you right now, my kids are going to be the type of kids to beat your kids up because they believe in Santa Claus. You believe in Santa Claus? Do you believe in black eyes? Hey, I'll show you. You right on fucking black eyes. Like, motherfuckers got these Christmas gifts and shit. Like, they got Christmas. Like, motherfuckers is crazy because they'll spend more money on the fucking decoration than my gift. Oh, shit, yeah, my auntie got a big-ass house. What's up? Let's go check this out. Oh, you got some breakfast? Damn, these preparations is looking good. You know what I mean? Everything all dressed up and colorful and shiny and shit. You open that fucking box. You open that card. Motherfucker got a card. That's a money card at that. A money-holding card. One card that you put money in. Gave me a motherfucking money card with no money in it. And he had the nerve to joke. I know this is a money card, but this is the last card in the store. So enjoy with no money. Get the fuck out of here. That's all right. Well, maybe this is a joke. I opened the box, this big-ass box. Big-ass box. And I opened the box, there's another box in there. I opened that box. After I opened that box, I was disgusted. Disgusted. She forced me because, you know, I also got a new house and all that. She had a nerve to buy me or in other words, a fucking ice tray. Like a little, well, one of them. And I'm like, whoa, are you serious? Are you fucking serious? Gave me a fucking ice tray. Why do I want an ice tray? You spent all this money in on these decorations and you give me a fucking ice tray? It makes no sense. Oh, man. It's amazing, huh? Y'all parents, they talk all this shit about they don't want you to lie to them and keep it real and this and that. But they not keeping it real with you. They make you think that every single fucking Santa Claus you see is going to give you a fucking gift. I'll tell you right now, don't ever let me get a second job. I'll get fired the first minute. Come up in there. Yeah, look, you little sons of bitches. That's the thing of Santa Claus. So tuck your fucking skirts in. Let's get this cracking. Could eat you up, bitches. Oh, shit. You know what? Oh, man. Oh, shit. All right, people, I arrived. Well, I've been here for a while. But I just arrived. About to walk in. Turn that switchboard on. And unmute some motherfuckers. All right. Let me send a text out. Let me send a text out, people. Hold on. Hold on, all right? Give me one fucking minute. 1 minute. Give me a New York minute. Do you know what a New York...
Stutter! You stuttering motherfucker!
Oh, I stuttered my ass off. I guess it's all that shit I used to talk with other people. Fuck it, I'm gonna keep talking about you motherfuckers. Fuck! I used to be a stuttering motherfucker. If a motherfucker think that I'm stuttering, I'll say I'm making fun of people that stutter. Yeah. Oh, shit. Call now. You punk bitches. Yeah. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga. People are angry at that word. It should have been said. It shouldn't be said. The nigger word. You niggers. All you niggers, get out of here. Should be said. I'll tell you one thing. It should be a law that if you were around the, we'll put it like this, if you don't mind me calling a nigger, it's okay. But if you call a nigger somebody else, to somebody else, that doesn't okay it, then, you know what I mean, then you should be, I don't fucking remember what I was about to say. Then, you know what I mean, if you say to someone that doesn't want to be called it, then you should be fined, and it should be illegal, you know? But it's like, white people, like, white girls that, you know, think they're hood, you know what I mean? Well, even the fucking Valley Girl ones that mess with black guys, they'll say it to their black boyfriends. Like, nigga, please. Shit like that. You know what I mean? Do we get mad? No. Me, I've never been with a white girl, so I've never been in that experience. But I know people that, you know, been in that situation. Yo, if y'all all hold on, all right? Just give me like 2 more minutes. I'll unmute the phone if you. I need to like Nelly Emmy, right? The Roast Kings. The fuck out of here. What the fuck are y'all roasting? Y'all ain't roasting nobody. I mean, one of y'all has the same jersey that you had on since I met you, like you sleep in that motherfucker. One plays in shit all day. Oh, Mario brother in the face ass nigga. Nigga look like the fucking pipe plant in the mouth ass nigga. And one of y'all is fucking oh, stepdaddy in the face ass niggas. Stepdaddy ass nigga. Little Papa Smurf ass nigga. Nigga's a foundation. He's a foundation. He's a matter, he's now a founder. Father founder, faggot ass nigga. Me? I'm just as smooth as they could be, motherfucker. Motherfucking GQ, man. He don't call me G for nothing, all right? It's GQ. Just because of the G don't mean nothing, all right, motherfucker? I just like the letter G with the Q. So it's GQ. G cool, too smooth. You know what I mean? I'm the freshest kid alive, man. I'm the freshest motherfucker on here. Now, why is that? Why do women want me so much? Why? I mean, I look damn good. So, I mean, and I know my dress game is on point and I make money with a nice-ass, beautiful job. You know what I mean? I know I got a nice car. You know what I mean? Sexy lips. Smooth-ass eyebrows. Never touched them. Never arched them. Just naturally arched. Half Moreno. Black. Nigga. And half Cherokee. Dot head, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Feather faces. Whatever you buffalo butt. And I know I'm just fucking all around, just on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm a 10,000 off the motherfucking meter. I mean, I know all this shit, but why you want me, bitch? That shit was hot, right? If Cameron and fucking Soulja Boy and all these other googly mouth motherfuckers can make, and Lil Wayne, googly mouth motherfuckers can make an album. Talking about totally nothing, all they do is metaphors. I'm going to, GQ, I am going to sit down tonight and try to come up and start from tonight. It's probably going to take me like a week or two. And I'm going to come up with a flow with mad metaphors in it. And let's see if it's hot. OK.
I mean, let's see if it's hot. I mean, is it going to be hot? I don't know. I'm not believing it because it's like, but then again, if Cameron can do it, why can't I do it? So we're going to see if I can make a song with mad metaphors. I mean, they don't have to sound, they don't have to like, I could probably do one now. I'm going to do a rhyme right now. Like, I mean, this thing can do it right. So why can't I? Soon as I get in here, I'm going to get on the switchboard, I'm going to put an instrumental on, and I'm going to do it. Because if this thing can do it, and Cameron and motherfucking Lil Wayne and all these beef patty and face ass niggas can do it, why can't I? Oh, man. Would you like to free any additional? No. All right. Come the fuck on. That's you. That's you. Oh, shit. Oh, my. Alright. Oh, wow. Uh-oh. Back to you. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, people. If you're nervous and you don't want us to have your number or whatever, all you got to do is block your number. That's 914-338-1782. Once again, it's 914-338-1782. We're taking shout-out dedications and requests until 11 o'clock in the p.m. This is Drama. Drama Friday. So I'm going to play a little bit of drama for you guys. Oh, shit. Oh, man, no. I'm going to get the metaphors first. Let me get the metaphors out. Man, if they can do it, I can do it, right? Well, let's see. If they can do it, I can do it. Ah, here we go.
And I'm grinding until I'm tired. This you ain't grinding until you die. So I'm grinding with my eyes wide, looking to find a way through the day, a life for the night. Dear Lord, you took so many of my
problems. Uh-huh.
So I'm just wondering why you haven't
yeah.
Been my life. Like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah, what's good? You know who it be. It's your boy, G to the Q, Q to the G, 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 G to the Q. Uh-huh, yeah. I'm sitting over here. Chilling over here, brilliant over here, brilliant over here, fuck y'all don't care, I pull your head back like a melon, fuck you, I'm just telling on you, I'm fool, what the fuck you gonna do, yeah, till you tired. I'm grinding, my eyes wide, a day for the day, life for the night. Dear God, so many of my people, I'm just wondering why you ain't taking my life. Oh, you ain't taking my life because my life is smooth. Smooth. Going down the road. Oh, I saw a toad on the street. Just walking on the side of the road. Oh, what the fuck is that over there? That shit ain't queer. I mean, it wasn't there. Oh, fair. Well, so I went down the street and I saw a motherfucking well. I'm motherfucking get a gat gun, a boom boom, shoot your face off like a maggot, flying off the back of a fly, faggot, your mama like faggot. A day for the day, a life for the night. Dear God, I know why you took so many of my people. And I ain't wondering why you ain't take my life, because I know you love me. Me, I'm free. Your mom got an STD. After I found out, I went to watch TV. Oh, see? You can't be me. Me, be me. Wee, oh, wee. I take the right side of my hand and smack you in the face. And then I pull your tonsils out your mouth like a motherfucking cap off the bottle. Now you just been full throttled. Yo, metaphors is the shit. And these motherfuckers got a nice ass beat, and this is exactly what the fuck they're talking about. They're in the building, man. Yo?
Yo?
Yeah, man. It's like, I was talking about how Lil Wayne and all these motherfuckers, it's like, Cameron is the best, because what he does, I'm not saying the best, but, like, he's the best at that, at what I'm talking about. Like, he just makes up anything. And motherfuckers is like, yo, that shit was hot. I'm like, hot? What the fuck did he say? So, yeah, he did a whole mess, like, a whole flow, like, how he did it, though. But you say he was hot. No, but he was hot how he did it. But it didn't make any sense, though. You know, man, I know it didn't make no sense, but it was hot how he did it, though. See, what he did was, he was like, yo, I twist your wig like the top of a bottle, bang, bang, boom. Oh, you got a big hole in your pole. No homo. Homo, no, on. On and out, out and in. Like a fast food place that sells chicken. Flick it up and down like a light switch. Bitch, get off my dick. Yo, nigga.
Yeah, I'm listening. You're a fucking asshole. I'm just listening to you, like, go on and on, you know?
Yo, watch somebody's gonna bite me for my rhymes, so I'm gonna hear that shit. Y'all hear me? GQ said this shit first. 9:39 p.m. on a fucking Friday. 12/12/2008. Yo, that movie came out today. The day the Earth went still or some shit. Stood still.
Yeah, you going to see it?
Well, your mom stood me up last week. I don't think I'm going to take her out again.
Well, I'm actually on NJ Transit right now going to see your mom.
Oh, yeah?
You're going to pick me up in Trenton.
Oh, shit. Yo, are you really on the train right now?
Mm-hmm.
Silly bastard. You better watch out, man. Trenton is Blood City. Trenton is Blood City. You know, you're a rainbow collar wearing motherfucker.
I don't think that has anything to do with me, does it?
Yeah, because you are a rainbow color wearing motherfucker.
Well, listen.
You're a rainbow bright face ass nigga.
What's the topic for today?
Drama.
Drama?
Yeah.
Yo, let me tell you about this, everybody. Oh, well, they probably listen to the show, so I'm not gonna blow it up.
All right.
Okay.
What happened?
No, I'm gonna just vent for a little bit, but I don't wanna blow anybody up, you know.
Oh, you said because of the promise?
Hmm?
You said because I promised?
No, I said I don't wanna blow anybody up.
Ah.
Not a good look.
Yeah, it's not. Especially when you know. Huh?
I said, especially when you're in love.
Especially when I'm what?
You're in love. No, that's not a good look.
Yeah, no doubt.
Not a good look at all.
All right, well, are you talking about them, the chicks?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I don't think she's listening, so, yeah, we good.
Oh. Stay Puft Marshmallow Chick in the Face Ass Chick.
Fucking Frisky. Frisky Princess. Huh?
How many listeners do you have right now?
2,000.
2,000?
Yep.
Listen, you wish you had 2,000 listeners. you wish you even had 2 listeners.
2 listeners? I do got 2 listeners, nigga. Me and you.
Yeah, exactly. 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 And I'm actually talking. I'm not listening. I'm talking.
Yeah? But when... All right, so, yeah, there's 2 listeners, nigga. I'm listening to you talk, and you listening to me talk.
I don't know what the next...
Yeah, you smart-ass nigga. Oh.
This train's so wild.
Oh, best thing bear in the mouth-ass nigga. Oh, hot chocolate face ass man. Yeah, Billy the Kid wanted to roast 6-4.
Oh yeah, he won.
Yeah, he wants a recap.
Where is he?
No. Let's do the where you call.
Hello?
Yeah. What'd you have to sneak the phone upstairs to answer the phone?
What?
What are you, in the attic? You had to sneak up so that your wife didn't hear the phone or something?
No, I was inside your mother's pussy, so I had to...
Yeah? Are you still in there? Is that why it's an echo?
She has
no walls.
He's in the dryer.
He said you're in the dryer, dog.
Remember when you were a kid and you fucking you used to get in the dry and spin yourself around?
Nah, yo, I'm moving my furniture in my house, yo. What's happening?
Oh, that's the excuse.
Nah, nigga,
what are you moving? A boxes around? You moving a couple of boxes around?
How you bitch ass niggas went, yo?
Yeah, I thought you said you wanted to do this recap show, nigga.
Nigga, I'm saying I'll do it, but I ain't got time to do that shit right now, nigga.
Yeah, his wife got him by the balls.
Nah, actually, she's in the room with my oldest son reading the book. bitch ass nigga.
Your oldest son is teaching your wife how to read?
Huh?
I said your oldest son is teaching your wife how to read?
Yeah, I'm not mentally ready for this shit right now. I'm shit. Can't even comment. We got that. I throw my hand up on you gay niggas.
Oh, shit. That nigga was stuck.
Oh,
shit.
I got my little couple of tags. I'm done.
Good. Good money. Yeah, that was a knockout. That nigga didn't say shit.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga was stuck.
Good money. It's hilarious, man. That's a funny dude, though. He's real funny. Hello.
What's the problem, Sonny?
Hey, Nick, call the show, nigga.
Alright.
China nigga 6'4".
Come on, son. You got a phone. Call that man.
Well, I thought you was with him. Alright, nigga.
Nah.
Watch a rabbit in the face of that nigga. Now, we gonna play a fucking song. It's the drama hour. Yeah, niggas do. You know what I mean? Let's see. What the fuck are we going to put on? What the fuck are we going to put on, man? Fuck it. I'm starting to join off with this. And hopefully, my host won't hang up. This shit is fire.
I ain't got no motherfucker.
So I
friend.
Fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Westside, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you.
They were bringing to you.
First of all, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, fuck each other, see me, we hearts are ripped. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules. Lil' Steven, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil' Kim, don't fuck around with real cheese. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets. So fuck peace. I'll let them niggas know it's on for life. Don't let the west side ride tonight. Bad boy murdered on wax and kill. Fuck with me and get your cash bill. You know, see, grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac.
It is. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you, bitch made
yeah,
ass
yeah,
bad
yeah,
boy.
Fuck
bitch.
Up, yeah.
Get out the way, yo. Get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the mat. And let me hit him in his back. Frank White needs to get spanked right for setting traps. Little accident murderers. And I ain't never heard of ya. Noiseless cat attack when I'm serving ya. Spank and shake your whole style when I yank. Guard your rank, cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker than the fucking block. I'm running through, nigga. And I smoking Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power, tucking my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour. I'll put packages every hour. Hit him up.
Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me? But your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, we hit him up. People, how we do it? Keep it real. It's penitentiary steel. This ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouths open. Trying to come up off of me. You in the clouds open. Smoking dope. It's like a Sherman. Niggas think they learn to fly. But they burn, motherfucker. You deserve to die. Talking about you getting money. But it's funny to me. All you niggas living for me. Why you fucking with me? I'm a self-made millionaire. Thug living out of prison. Pistols in the air. Beg a bitch to let you sleep in the house. Now it's all about Versace. You copy my style. Five shots couldn't drop me. I took it in smell. Now I'm about to set the record straight. With my AK, I'm still the thug that you love to hate. Motherfucker, I hear
from any W Jersey.
words, not to check the scenario. Little C's, I bring you fake G's to your knees. Copping pleases these scenario. Little Kim is you coked up or doped up. Little Junior Wop and Click smoked up. What the fuck is you stupid? I take money, crashing and mashing through Brooklyn. With my click looting, shooting and polluting your block. With 15 shots, cock locked to your knot. Outlaw mafia click, moving up another notch. In your box top spots, get mopped and dropped. All your fake ass East Coast props, brainstormed and locked.
Juice up, beat writer, a pop style taker. I tell you to your face, you ain't shit but a faker. So for the Alice and the chaser, let you get murdered for the paper. Edie, I mean approach the scene of the caper. Like a loc, with low season and a choke, huh? Don't smoke. We ain't no motherfucking joke, dog. Like niggas better be known. We approaching in a wide open gun smoking. No need
for here comes the shit talking.
I got him close.
This is the best part of the song, the shit talking.
Nigga, I hit him up.
Now you tell me who won. I see them, they run. They don't wanna see us. Whole Junior Mafia clique dressing up trying to be us. How the fuck they gonna be the mob when we always on our job? We millionaires. Killing ain't fair, but somebody gotta do it. Oh yeah, Mob Deep. You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something? You fucking with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure or heart attack. You better back the fuck up or you get smacked the fuck up. That's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gon' kill all you motherfuckers. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker opinion. Well, this how we gonna do this. Fuck Mob Deep. Fuck Biggie. Fuck Bad Boy as a staff.
That man is angry.
As a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be
that
this bad boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too.
Yeah, dog.
All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you, die slow, motherfucker. My fofo makes sure all y'all kids don't grow. You motherfuckers can't be us or see us. We motherfucking thug like riders, west side till we die. Out here in California, nigga, we warn you, we'll bomb on you motherfuckers. We do our job. You think you mob, nigga, we the motherfucking mob. Ain't nothing but killers in the real, niggas, all you motherfuckers fillers. Our shits go triple and four quadruple.
That nigga is a mad.
One moment, please. Andy, may I help you?
Yeah, let me speak to Brett Weir.
Who's calling?
Is he in?
Yeah, who's calling?
Look, Jerky,
Jerky,
I don't need to talk
to
you.
You don't need to talk to me?
Get Brett Weir, I said.
Hold on. Upstairs repairing stuff. You want me to call you back?
Well, this is a super across the way.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to take care of some business for me, and I'm very angry at that little jerk. All right, now I'm going to break his fucking head.
Oh, what do you want me to get in touch with you where?
He knows what the fuck I'm talking about. And don't have me come down there for you either, tough guy. You tell him to see me.
Super across the street?
You got it, punk.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Yeah, you need a driver there, buddy.
Who's this?
This is Jake, calling about the job driving. I saw it in the paper.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you still need a driver or what?
Did you fill an application with us, Jake?
Pardon me?
Huh?
Speak up there. What did you say?
You fill an application with us?
No. I saw the ad in the paper, and I'm calling you, Fruitcake. I'm looking for a job driving a truck.
We're looking for movers.
Yeah, well, that's what I do.
What class driver's license do you have?
I got 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. I got them all.
Yeah, class 1?
Yeah, I drive buses, trucks. I'll back a truck through the fucking two-family house garage. One of those big two-ton trucks.
When was the last time you drove a truck or trailer?
Oh, jeez, what the fuck? I'd say about 2 weeks ago, I robbed one down in Jersey, and I drove it up here to New York. Fucking flying. Drove it through the tolls, no stopping, no nothing. I'm good.
I see. Why don't you call back on Monday?
Hey, I'll tell you what. I come in, I take you for a test spin. How's that? We go out and we take the truck around the fucking block. I speed, I pop wheelies. I'm good, baby.
Call back on Monday, I'll
talk. All right. Can I get you? I want you. You sound good. You and me. We make a team. You drive with me. All right?
What's your name again?
Jake.
Hey, who did you work for, Jake?
Oh, geez. I worked for Moish. I worked for Mayflower. You know? Oh, yeah. Don't, hey, I was good with them, too.
You worked with Moishes?
Yeah, that's right.
When?
About, what, 2 years ago? See, what I got a problem there, they get fucking scared when I pop the wheelies and all that shit. You know, I pop a lot of wheelies. I'm good with that shit. You know, I don't break no merchandise either. I get it there 2 hours ahead of time, all the time. What do you say?
Say, if you pop any wheelies there, I'm not even going to put in your
position. Listen to me. I don't break nothing, Sizzle Chest. I'm good.
Okay, call Monday and we'll set up an interview. Okay?
All right, I'll do that there, Rubberneck. I'll call you Monday. Okay. All right, fruitcakes.
This nigga said rubberneck. All right, fruitcake.
Hi, this is Carlos.
Well, hey, how you doing? I want to volunteer my help there.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. May I have your name, please?
My name is Frank.
Frank what?
Frank Rizzo.
Rizzo?
That's right.
And what's your number, Frank?
My number is 212
6805.
I got it, Frank. Okay. What do you want me to do? You want me to help some people out or what?
Okay, but Frank, listen. Wait, hold on. Go slow. Can you come in tomorrow at 4:30?
4:30. I'm busy tomorrow at 4:30. Give me another time. Shoot me another time.
Shoot me another time.
Well, hold on.
What do you got?
Frank?
Yeah, what's up? What are you, painting the office? Are you working over there? What's up?
Okay, Frank, listen to me carefully, okay? I won't be able to schedule, I'm going to...
All right, what do I got to do on the phone? You said you need help on the phones. What do you want me to do?
Hey, but Frank, can you listen to me, please?
Go ahead.
Okay, listen. I took down your name.
You know, I work with those phones a lot. I'm good with the telephone.
I know that. I can see that.
All right, I'll help anybody out. You need help, I'll help you out.
Okay.
If you don't get the help you need, I'll straighten you out one way or the other.
Okay, Frank, can I just talk?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I took down your name and your number. So what we're going to...
Yeah, you do that. You got my name?
Yeah, Frank Rizzo.
Frank Rizzo.
Okay, so listen to me. Can I talk?
Okay, go ahead.
So we're going to call you back.
Go ahead. Shoot. Let me hear you. Shoot.
Okay, so we're going to call you back.
All right.
So we can make an appointment. For
okay, you do that.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What day can you come in?
You know, you get back to me on that. I'll let you know when I'm not busy. When I'm not busy, I'll come in and I'll try to help you out any way you need it, all right?
Okay, Frank, thank you.
All right, you do that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right.
Yeah, you know what's hilarious? That every time she's like, all right, now, so you keep coming in.
Hello. Right, this is Kitzel. I want you to put a hairpiece on a fella I got working for me. I own a nice big store, and I got some kid I took off the street, but he looks so silly. I told him, why don't you get one of them hairpieces on? But he gets pretty offended because you don't speak English too good.
Well, sure, we can fix him up.
I met him on the street. He was picking daisies and whatnot. I said, hey, you want a job? I'll give you a job. And he said, I don't know what he said, truthfully. I can't understand him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but what he needs a good hairstyle, because I don't know. Something about his appearance.
What, you want
to... Right, his name is Pico or something like that.
Pico?
Right. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Pico.
Yeah, Pico.
He wants to make me get a hair on top of my head because he don't like my hair the way it is now.
Well, that's good. We can fix you up. I have one.
Okay, how did you, what did you do, the plugs or something like that?
No, I got fish up with a nice hairpiece.
Okay, that sounds good. I put it on top of my hair, because how do you do it?
Well, you got this tape, and you just stick it up there, and it stays there.
And what, I tape this piece of hair, I tape it on the back of my neck, or how does it go?
No, you tape it on the hairpiece, and it sticks on your head.
Hold on, you talk. Hey, why don't you get off the gut? Yeah, go back to work. Go, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what, you know, I wanted to get a hairpiece, but I don't really appreciate you speaking.
I'm only trying to explain something to him. He's trying to tell me.
Get away from me. I don't appreciate you trying to take my business away speaking to the guy like this. Because, you know, he got to get to work.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because... get back. Go to work.
Who the hell are you?
I said go to work. Hey, yeah, I don't know where you get off speaking to him about hairstyles when he got work to do.
Yeah, I see.
You know, I caught him stealing some peanuts and some money, and he keeps sending it to his family.
Hey, who in the fuck are you? You're a liar.
Hey, get back to work before I give you a beating. Okay, you there?
I'm here.
Right. Yesterday I kicked him so hard that I don't understand. He's acting crazy now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I kicked him in his little hiney.
Oh, I see.
Right. Okay, you're starting to, you're really getting on my case now. Okay, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Oh, man, that shit was funny.
Yo, what's up with Spoonie Love from up above?
What happened?
Spoonie Love from up above.
Ah, I gotta download that shit, man.
Oh, you're whack.
Yeah, well, Matt, wait a minute, hold on, I might have it. If not, I'm gonna have to download it.
Don't download shit. Get your shit together.
Alright. I said, nigga, you better get me high. I'm turning on my own nerves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pissed off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me, nigga. Is the whole thing unforgivable?
Not too long ago, I was at a Christmas party with my bitch. We was having fun, eating Christmas cake and whatnot. Saw another cunt I wanted to spit to. Walked over to her and said, "What's up, you cunt? What you trying to do?" She said, "Excuse me?" I said, "Bitch, excuse me. I'm looking for some pussy and some cunt and some butthole." She said, "Well, I mean, I have a boyfriend." I said, "Bitch, no one asked that." She kind of got a little scared, a little frustrated. I said, "I'll snap your neck like a twig right now, bitch, if you sass me again." Her boyfriend, her man, walked over to the table. I'm like, "Nigga, what's the deal?" He said, "He had a Letterman jacket on. He was from high school, pissing me off." I said, "Nigga, what sport you play, you little pansy?" He said, "I'm a football player." I said, "I don't care." Took him by his wrist. Cut him. Cut his wrist. Vertically. That's it. "What now, ho?" Oh, he was on the floor dying, making a scene. That nigga daddy came over and said, "What happened?" I said, "Nigga, I slit his wrist." Took his Letterman from him. Put it on. Left. Without paying. That bitch walked to me after I got out. She was like, "What's the problem?" I was like, "I'm about to call Bovice. We about to run through on you, bitch." She said, start crying a little bit. I slapped that bitch so fast. I ain't trying to hear that. She left. My nigga Bovice came up. I was like, "Let's go smoke some weed." He said, "I really ain't got no..." I said, "Nigga, you better get me her."
I can't look at this, man. That's not...
Of course he about it. I'm turning on my own niggas. I'm pissed off a little bit. Now you tell me, nigga. That whole thing unforgivable.
Okay. Okay.
I'm over here looking at this video of people that stutter. You know, you shouldn't really laugh at people that stutter. But, I don't know. Sometimes that shit is just funny as hell.
What's the deal?
We used to pray for this one kid to fucking... We'd be like, "Oh, we want you to fucking read the..." We want you to read. People stuttering.
I said, "Nigga, you better get me high."
I'm turning on my own niggas.
Do you have that people who started downloading?
Nah. Why? He wanted me to play it.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see if I can hear this.
Imagine how difficult life would be if you had trouble introducing yourself.
I am
calling to order a pizza. Or simply asking for directions.
Do you know how to get...
But such routine tasks can be overwhelming experiences for the estimated 3 million Americans who stutter. In this episode of True Life, you'll meet three young people trying to overcome their problems with speech.
Hang in there, keep going, don't give up.
Just so they can lead normal lives.
I'm trying to find a solution to the first floor, front entrance.
Tim's stuttering is so severe that it's prevented him from getting a decent job. Now his rent is past due and he's about to get evicted from his apartment.
There's no more time. You have to get this paid.
Will Tim finally be able to convince an employer to give him a chance?
Bill Jr., you think that my speech is going to be a problem?
Jeff hopes her stuttering or won't keep her from becoming a beauty queen.
I was able to show everyone that...
She's won a few small crowns so far, but has her heart set on becoming Miss New York and qualifying for the Miss America pageant.
If I let the stuttering hold me back, I wouldn't be happy with who I was.
Will Jess be able to show the judges she doesn't have to speak perfectly to be a winner? Karen has spent her entire life hiding her stutter from family and friends.
No.
But now she's tired of maintaining the deception and is enrolling in an intensive speech program.
You gotta start opening lines of communication with people.
Will therapy finally help Karen come to terms with who she is?
Hey, everyone, I just wanted to let you know that I stutter.
Or will it prove too daunting to send her back into hiding?
See, I love.
It's a disorder with no proven origin and no known cure.
Can I get a...
Can they succeed in spite of it?
I didn't have hope for life. Sorry.
Find out next on True Life, I Stutter.
Oh, Lino, call you know what? Lino, call Lino, call Lino.
Yo, dog. Yo.
What website was that on?
You got your laptop with you?
Yeah, but I don't have any network over there.
Oh, that was YouTube.
What did I type in?
Huh?
What did I type in?
Type in stuttering or whatever.
MTV True Life?
Huh?
That was MTV True Life?
Yeah. How'd you know?
I could tell by what they were saying. They said, we're going to take you into the three lives or something. That's how they always open up MTV True Life.
Wow.
True Life, I have a stuttering problem or whatever it's called.
Alright, there's some other video that says, it's called Stuttering.
Awa, 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 but,
fuck on, man. That pissed me off. Fucking drama fool.
stepped on the scene. Now I mean, hit the scene, jacuzzi full of women. She hitting me and him, much love like Wimbledon. Watch the screaming killer. I'm overseas in my villa. But mama suits nothing killer. Plain switch the plan, cop the Lexus land. See gutter, Rockefeller, 400s and better. Lucy's push threes with five in his eyes. Knock a knock, go cry, but Mary Blige. I die for my back and steel. Chicken heads with sex appeal. Reveal sexual acts to pick a pose act. The chocolate dime, watch the mafia shine. Girls, get your own, can't touch a dime of mine.
And if you don't stop, then we won't stop. Continuous leader. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me. You better move over. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me. You better move over.
Big mama. In Tijuana, some call me Donna, Karen or Armani, Gap for the Panani, for brown nose crushes, cat killing lovers, ignorant mother. Drop a Benz on Miata, the honey's got her, sweet pinata, six shots. Look at him, the black Erica Kane, and who remains in Chanel frames and animals of all kinds. Russian Fendi safe, we match your pool tapes. We the lady
mafia.
Am I in my shoes by Gucci? I be eating sushi, playing with my. Counting loose. I got banks to rob, convertible stars. I'm married to the mob.
And if you don't stop, then we won't stop. Continuously to get. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me. You better move over. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me. You better move over. Frank White, the desperado. Used to rock the all black Mavado, the all black Eldorado. All that and the bottle of Dom P. Can't harm me, I keep the army. It's Brooklyn in the house. Without a doubt, I'm the rapper with clout. Everybody yap about, check it out. Guns, I bust them. Problems with my wife, don't discuss them. Coops and Lear jets, I lust them. Fingerprints, I dust them. Reach the address.
What?
Stuck you for your stash in your pissy mattress. Your mom's an actress, didn't want to show me the safe. It's okay, she was old anyway, I display. Hot 97 rhyme ready. Cop Mac 11 line steady. Like Tevin Campbell, I'm ready to do what I do continuously. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me. You better move over. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me. You better move over. 96 Catalog. Leah De Janeiro. Big Mama Queen B. Mafioso. Notorious. Well known. Frank White.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Now, out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word that just by its sound can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word fricken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories, as a transitive verb, for instance, John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning is not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as, John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot. Dismay, aw, fuck it. Trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now. Aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty, I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry, who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction, I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence, he's a fuck off. Dismissal, why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
B-I-T-C-H.
Huh?
I said B-I-T-C-H.
Fuck you, biatch. Oh, ma. I think your mother gave me a virus.
You know what time I left the city?
What happened?
Do you know what time I left the city? I left the city at 9:07.
You in Trenton already?
No, I'm getting to Clemson.
You're where?
In Junction, whatever the fuck that means. Junction.
That's the last stop before hell, nigga. You better get out while you can. I'm gonna see if I can make an R&B rhyme, Killer Cam style. Yeah. Sexy baby. Yeah, you know who it is. GQ. Yeah. Yo, baby, I just want to lay you down, kiss you all over your stomach, bite you on your chin, lick you on your neck. How you like that? I'm so fly, I fly high, like a kite. I want to bite you on your booty, on your clitty. Bite your titties, baby. You know who I am. I'm your Superman. I'm your Candyman. Wish you would understand. Yeah. Uh-huh. I want to use you like a tea bag and dip you in my tea. Please. Ooh wee, ha ha, ooh hoo,
mm.
Boo doo doo. I mean, yeah, that's how they do it though.
One of those chicks.
What happened?
All those chicks.
What?
All those chicks.
I don't know what chicks you talking about, nigga. You call those chicks.
Anything.
Only chick I need to call is my baby.
Which one? Who's this now?
Huh?
Who's this?
Oh, you already know who my baby is.
Yeah, who's that?
She just don't want me now.
Do you want to get the mystery chick?
Yeah, mystery chick.
Hmm.
Yeah, let me see where your game skills are. What game is this?
Let me hear it. Is that Mario Brothers?
Yeah, nigga.
That's when he's under, when he's about to go face face Cooper.
Yeah, right? Bowser.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
My phone is starting to F up.
Your phone's about to die.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, the lottery, like channels and all, like everybody's playing, everybody and grandmother's playing the lottery now.
Of course.
You know that.
What's the number?
207 million.
No, what are the numbers? The next get called at 10 o'clock. What are the numbers?
Now they get called at 11.
No, they get called at 10.
Oh man, that's some bullshit. Someone told me at 11.
10 o'clock.
Maybe they call it at 10 in New York and 11 here.
I doubt it.
Yeah, nigga, that's when the time is running out. You just got just a little bit of time running before you just...
No.
And 914-338-1782, taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests. Until 11 o'clock. Tell me if y'all like this new track right here. This is Mr. Pup. Man, fuck that. I'm not playing with tracks.
Please.
I'm just going to play some more drama comedy.
I got to find some people now.
I come up there the other night, Sunday night, and I was just going to tell y'all that, I was in there having a beer, and he had a couple of fellas that come up to me and is asking me if I wanted to go home with them.
Uh-huh.
I was just going to let y'all know, you know, you might have a couple of queers that come in there or something. I think it might.
Gay bar.
What's that?
Glenfield is a gay bar.
A gay bar?
Yeah.
What the hell's that?
What?
What the hell's a gay bar?
It's a queer bar.
You mean we're queer to go?
Yeah.
Well, what the hell kind of business is that? A bunch of queer... You mean you want the queers to come in?
That's why they're here. That's why the bar's open.
But why the hell would you want them to come inside your bar? Seems to me like where am I from, we try to kick the damn ass with kind of a square. I mean, I was just coming in there to have a beer. I mean, damn fellas started coming up to me and asking, you know, hell, one of them even asked me if he could suck my dick, and I didn't know what the hell to think.
Yeah.
Seems to me like that runs off business.
No, don't run off business. That's just the type of bar that owners have here.
Well, how the hell is a fella supposed to come down there and enjoy an ice cold beer?
Well, I don't know how to explain that to you, friend. If you're that goddamn afraid of your masculinity that you can't come into a queer bar and have a beer...
Hey, listen here, you damn son of a bitch. You won't get harder than me. I'll come down there and whoop your damn ass. We'll
bring your goddamn ass down.
Well, okay, what's your name then, buddy?
I'm Jim. I'm sitting right at the front door.
Jim.
I'm right here at the front door. Bring your goddamn...
I'm Jim Underwood, and I'll come down there and I'll whoop your damn ass, motherfucker.
Your phone number's 313971.
Yep.
Let me get your goddamn address, and I'll come to...
Okie dokie.
And we'll see who gets goddamn way.
Now, hell, you don't even got to worry. You ain't even got to worry about it, because I'm on my damn way.
Bring your goddamn ass on.
I'll do her.
Bring it on down.
Well, I'll do her. I'll tell you what, I whoop bigger son of bitches than you are.
Let me tell you something. I ain't no goddamn queer.
Well, it sounds to me like you are if you damn at the damn queer bar.
Bring your bad ass on down here.
Well, I'm gonna do her.
What you doing there, country fucker?
Hey, who the hell you calling country fucker, you little bastard?
A little bastard?
Yeah, I said little bastard. I'll come down there and put the damn ace of spades. And the five of clubs on you, your ass ain't gonna be getting up.
Yeah, boy, look, I'm 6 foot, and I weigh 320 pounds.
320 pounds?
Listen, hey.
The bigger you are, the harder you fall.
Hey, make sure you clean the cow shit off your goddamn feet, punk.
Hey, son of a bitch. I'll tell you what, I'll be down there, and I'll bring Brother Earl with me.
Hello.
Yes?
I can't hear you. Can you speak up?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes?
I'm not getting you too clear.
What?
How's that phone connection over there?
The answer machine is on.
Can you shut it off?
Who is this?
This is Frank. I was going through the yellow pages. I saw Scrap.
Yes.
And what's the problem? You got beef with me or something?
No.
Well, it says Scrap in the paper. You know what I'm saying?
Wait,
this is Frank.
Frank who?
Frank Rizzo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm reading through the yellow pages, and your ad says Scrap.
Uh-huh.
And what's that all about? I never did nothing to you.
No, I'm trying to figure out what are you talking about.
You see the way you came off with the mouth? Just like that. That's your ad reflects the same thing, the way you just answered me like that.
What are you speaking of?
I never did nothing wrong to you.
Wait. I don't even know what you're speaking of, mister.
Well,
it's 11 o'clock, dog.
You put the ad in the paper there. It says Scrap. What kind of crap is that?
Wait a minute. What ad are you speaking about?
Is the boss there?
No, he's not here.
Because I don't, you know, you want to scrap with me? I don't even know you. I don't have no beef with you.
Mister, I don't know who you are.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know who you are.
No, you come off with the mouth there like I heard your friend was telling me you're going to kick my ass on the Howard Stern show. I don't even know you.
Who are you speaking to?
So you're going to take me out on the Stern show in the middle of Times Square and beat my ass all over the street. I don't even know you.
Mister, who are you speaking to? Do you know who you're speaking to?
Stern's. This is Stern's Plastic.
Wait a minute. I'm not Stern.
Oh, you're not Stern.
No, you got the wrong person. And don't come out of your mouth with no attitude like this with me.
Oh, so you know the guy Stern. I'm going to go take a pipe to that son of a bitch. I'm going to do that.
No, who are you speaking about, mister?
You know Stern?
I don't know who you're speaking about. You come down to us kicking some ass and this and that. I'm not about this.
Okay, all right, listen. You got to see the size of the ass on me. My ass looks like an old fucking barrel.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know that guy Howard Stern on the radio?
Nothing to do with me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's a wise-ass punk, and I'm going to wind up punching him in the fucking mouth.
Well, who are you?
I'm Frank.
Frank who?
Frank Rizzo.
Well, you called him this number.
That's, well, I can't get through to him, so I figured I'd call you and I'd fucking run some threats by you.
Mister, watch your language, because you don't know who you're speaking to.
You know, I swing down that route there. I got those big, fat-ass tits on me. They get me angry sometimes.
I don't know what you're speaking of, mister.
I look like a big fat fuck, you know?
You know what? Your language is very bad.
I'm very sorry about that, sir. I'm very fucking apologetic.
Because I'm not speaking this type of language to you.
All right, sir.
Can you call that bitch, sir? Oh, man.
You have reached the Department of Motor Vehicles. All of
Fuck
our agents
you.
Are busy. Please hold for the next available agent. Thank you.
Fuck you.
Nothing on Department of Motor Vehicles. Speaking.
Hello.
Yes?
Yeah, what's up, Charlie? How you doing?
All right.
Hey, I want to register my truck. How do I go about doing it?
What type of truck?
It's a pickup truck. You know, one of them old-time pickups.
Just bought it?
Yeah, it's old style, you know?
Bought it from a private party?
You know, I didn't actually buy it, but that's my business, you know what I'm saying? I want to register this thing. How do I go about it?
Yeah, well, you got to tell me how you acquired the truck so I'll tell you what type of paperwork to bring down to the Department of Motor Vehicle.
You want
to
know the truth?
Yeah.
Truck stolen. I want to register it, though.
How you going to register a stolen truck, sir?
Well, my brother, he can fix up some paperwork and shit like that. I just want to come down and register this thing.
No, he can't do that, sir.
He's already done it. I got the paperwork. You see what I'm saying? They take the VIN number off the motor there. They do all kinds of trickery. I just want to get this thing on the road. I don't want the cops breaking my balls, you know?
Yes, sir. You got a title for that truck?
Absolutely not. But I tell you again, my brother's good with that stuff. We make up all the phony stuff with the VIN numbers.
Listen, bring the title.
Yeah. Now I get, what do I got to bring? I don't have a license. How do I get around that one?
Bring 6 points of identification.
Can I bring a few bucks?
You can't do that, sir.
Me and you hook up?
All
right, look, if I come down there, you're not going to tell me there's no way I get this thing on a road.
You have to go into the office and find out.
I tell you, worst comes to worst anyway. I just drive the fucking thing anyhow. You know what I'm saying? My brother makes fake plates, too.
All right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, you need any of that shit?
Huh?
You need any fake plates, anything? I'll get it for you.
No.
You need any of that, you let me know. All right?
Yeah.
We on the right track?
Yeah.
Let me hook up with you. You get me all the shit I need. All right? I don't want to wait on them damn long lines. Those fucking lines go forever.
That's what you're going to have to do, sir.
Nah, I don't do that, baby. No way. I'll just drive this fucker the way it is.
Okay.
See you later there, silly.
All right.
Right on, brother. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm fine.
What's up there?
I was calling about the ad for the game show lovers.
Yeah, game show lovers? What's a game show lover? What are you talking about, game show lover?
It says announcing application for all TV game shows.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean lover, right? It doesn't say lover.
Well, that's what it says in the ad.
No, it shouldn't say lover because I didn't print the word fucking lover. That sounds like pussy shit to me. What are you looking for?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you.
Listen, I'm casting for game shows, you understand?
Yes.
I put you in your favorite game show. What show you like?
Jeopardy.
You like Jeopardy? How good are you at that shit?
I'm pretty good.
I love to Jeopardy, babe. You know that? Remember that fucking song was big in the 80s?
Excuse me?
Are you on the ball there, son? You can't even answer. I'm asking you about a song. You don't even know that. You want to go on Jeopardy? You got to be highly skilled for these fucking shows. You understand that?
Yes, I do understand.
Are you well-versed there? Are you a very smart man?
Yes, I am.
All right, hit me with some funny shit. Tell me something.
Exactly what?
Well, let's see. How many pits are in a pair?
Can you repeat that question again?
Hey, what do you got, corn cobs between your ears, son?
No, I do not.
All right, how many pits are in a pair?
Two.
You know damn well there's much more than two pits in a pair. Sir.
Yes.
Are you interested in game shows or not?
Yes, I am.
What's the difference between an apple and a peach?
It all depends on where they grow at.
Wrong, because they both have pits, sir. That's the answer. That's how you would answer Mr. Trebek. Do you understand?
Yes.
Wrong, because they both have pits. Absolutely.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are the similarities between an elephant and a tiger?
They both live in the jungle.
Wrong. Because, sir, they are both marsupials, members of the marsupial family. Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
And if you can't whip out answers like that, that man is liable to, during a commercial break, punch your fucking mouth loose. You understand
me?
Yes, I do.
All right,
you
gotta hit me with some smart shit so I know you're on the ball. I'll throw you on the show.
Okay.
Go ahead.
From what category? How many categories do you want? One category or three?
All right, let's go Highway Department. How's that one?
Okay. Which state has the most
often? And begin. Sir.
Yes.
Tree falls in the road over the Palisades Parkway. How many men are dispatched to get that tree off the parkway?
15 minutes.
Time is up, sir. You understand me? You cannot take that.
You're forgetting.
You're forgetting the answers. You understand?
Yes.
If I'm trying to coach you, I can get a little bit of briefing going on here. You're on. You're the man. All right, give me your name now. I'm sorry.
My name is Willie.
Willie, where you working at?
I'm out of the Bronx, New York.
Out of the Bronx. You sound nice. You sound like you got a nice pair of them fucking baloney tits. You got a nice pair of tits on you, huh, Willie?
No, I'm not a woman, believe me.
Nah, you got them big fucking floppy tits. Oh, you exercise a lot?
I exercise very well, not a whole lot.
Because he likes contestants on his show that are in shape, you know? As long as you don't look like a big barrel ass or a porker or something, you know?
No, I don't.
Yeah, because, you know, I wouldn't mind throwing a fucking on you myself if you look like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I'm not that big, but...
me, I don't give a fuck. You know, a hole's a hole. As long as a little...
There's a little heat in there, I don't give a fuck.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
Go ahead, shoot.
Can I ask, why are you yelling and screaming and cursing?
What do you mean, what a yelling, screaming, and cursing? You don't like this is the way I come off. This is me. I'm sorry if I offended you. Whoa, boy.
No.
Forgive me.
Well, sir, I was just asking.
Holy Jesus, maybe we should string me up and hang me from a tree or something the way you're talking. That's not nice at all. Is there something wrong? I'm a New Yorker. What do you want me to sound like, a fucking paradiddle or some shit? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
All right, Willie, so, hey, maybe you're late for lunch or something. I don't want to keep you from your fucking meal. All right there, Willie?
Okay.
Okay, sweet Charlie.
Drama!
Yo, I dedicate this. Yo, to all my fans keeping y'all in hell, let's tell this mighty Ford to go fuck himself, because it's true when you cause a bad heart conditioning, which I create, because that's my mission. So listen close to what we say.
afraid because this type of fag claims to never be gay. I knew you was jealous from the day that I met you. I said you, cause I give respect, I pet you. I'm even liked better by your niece and nephew. And now you hate bread because Lethal left you. Neck of wood mad cause it's wrecking with wood. No respect in the hood led to his neck of the wood. Got in touch with his roots, found a red neck in his blood and said, hey,
country western rap records are good.
So he picks a guitar, rods, and he strums a few notes. He can't rap or sing, but he wants to do both. With an album out on rules for part of the year. The kids rocking Limp Bizkit come from out of nowhere. It's the start of an era, rock rap Carter this year. No one's trying to hear some fucking dope fart in the chair. Sitting on stage, strumming acoustic guitar in your ear. Do you start to get scared? This bag is sparking idea. Figure you can diss me to jumpstart your career. I punch you in your fucking chest so your heart kicks in gear. Fucking get on the ground, party's name is crew. Like I'ma say their name so they can be famous too.
Having a stroke and now you learn why crackers never earned it.
a bare-faced killer whale. On his way to fucking prison, pistol whipping tail. Ha, Eric, remember when I passed you in the lobby that day? This shit was obvious, you probably was gay. Ha, now it's all about country, you gave up hip-hop. 49,000 copies, the weakest shit dropped. While my sales making records break. 2.5 million scammed by the second week. Motherfucker, I'm hit him up.
I'm gonna laugh, we'll pull his tail you in half. Fucking music, he got a Uzi for all you bad. Get this shit out of my stereo.
Dilate, you violate.
Now you about to get annihilated. We gon' bury him. Parasites get choked up and yoked up. All you underground bitches get your throats cut. What the fuck is you stupid? I choked Whitey Ford with a fucking guitar cord. A supplement cardboard chopped up in a box for 16 parts. I stomped on his heart. He swelled at me, he real. Fuck your mother while you are. Keep the restaurant locked and block your door. Cause we hit him up like motherfucking Tupac Shakur.
You a black Jesus, heart attack seizures. Too many cheeseburgers, McDonald's, Big Mac creases. White devil, what's up, hunky? Mixed up cracker and crossed over the country.
Oh, hey, yo, fuck this shit off.
Hey, fuck him. That's it. I'm done. I promise. I'm done. That's it.
I'm
no
sorry.
More.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I promise. I just believe in kicking a man while he's down.
God damn. I quit. Mention my daughter's name in a song again, you fucking punk. Hey, yo.
Oh, man. This nigga's crazy, man. You yelling out blocks and shit. We ain't been to Jersey in years, nigga.
Grandma!
That's my studio, nigga.
Grandma!
You dig? I paid the rent, miss. Oh, me and my niggas paid the rent. We so dope to pay the rent. Stupid bastard.
Yeah.
And you recorded in there.
Uh-huh.
Faggot.
Yeah.
Somebody gon' die tonight. Somebody gon' die tonight.
I'm not nice, this is God's work, you soft jerk.
Mm-hmm.
You my little nigga, I was standing there when your mom's birth. I'm kinda proud, you tried to come with a strong verse.
Bravo.
But I'ma rip buttons like fat niggas in small shirts. I can't front you the shit with the computers.
Uh-huh.
I'm on the block, handing out the pistols to the shooters.
Yeah.
Don't listen to them losers,
no.
Addicted to the rumors.
Yeah.
Cause they gon' make me have to put a clip up in my junior.
Black.
And you ain't take no heads, you ain't break no bread.
No.
A hossa who don't fly straight, nigga, you Frank Lopez.
Yeah.
I'm serving stank dope heads. Next time a nigga say they finna break Joe head, I tell them niggas go ahead. Shouldn't have never mentioned my name. I was in the office when you seen henchmen and gang. Big homie said, Joe, I have you limping in pain. And your response was, I ain't mean to mention your gang. No strength in your frame. The nigga saying he gon' empty your veins. And right there, I knew your career was sent to the flames. You was supposed to put Jersey on like Beans put Philly on. But now that your deal is gone, I seen what you really.
Yeah.
We ain't in the same boat.
Nope.
You ain't never slang dope.
Nope.
You ain't never hustle for weeks wearing the same coat.
Nah.
Nigga, what you gon' do?
What
you ever gone through?
What?
You the king of a city that you can't even come to. We ain't no kinfolk,
nope.
And you ain't no king, bro.
Nope.
Nigga, I'm Kimbo, multiplied by Tendo. I don't take trips with my duffel bag, you fucking fag. Ain't nothing but old gats, gloves, and a couple masks. I don't play with a full deck, you better shuffle fast.
Uh-huh.
Think I don't know about all the shit you discuss with Fab,
yeah.
And for the record, Lil Wayne is on my dick.
My
you
dick.
Heard the duffel bag record, that's my shit.
My
don't
shit.
Even mention my block, nigga, that's my strip.
Yeah.
You T-Mobile reduced to being a sidekick.
Yeah.
My nigga Webb, he know why all of my guys get.
Yeah.
We in the club when you coming out of your closet.
Yeah.
You ain't no boss creep, you live up in Cross Creek. I know where your horse sleep, my niggas in Dawes Beat.
Yeah.
I don't wanna cause grief,
no.
But you just a soft geek. I run up in torch heat, leave you on your porch sleep.
Blech.
And don't forget, nigga, I'm still in the gutter.
Uh-huh.
Where you left your little baby and your niggas to suffer. What you did outside of Crowns to that nigga that snuck you.
No.
You know how many niggas out here that's willing to touch you, sucker. You are worn down, your niggas is all clowns.
Yeah.
Look at yourself, you the reason that we ain't all now.
Yeah.
You heard his beef and you wanna get on the horn now.
No.
Problems with Ran, that's something you can't afford now.
No.
Them old gorillas, I'm telling them niggas, calm down.
Calm
it's
down.
Not beef, that nigga. Niggas just laying songs down.
Yeah.
You might be more witty, I'm more gritty, but you sure silly. You kill me thinking it's your city.
Yeah.
It's my city, and I got niggas to ride with me. I'm the strongest nigga repping the East besides 50. And I don't know what this nigga's trying to do.
No.
Yeah, I know about John and who he's trying to screw. Cause I know what,
which
you know who.
Who.
I'm cool, nigga, let's keep that between me and you.
Yeah.
All through the hood, I hear these niggas. Yeah.
Joe. You ain't never sleep on my floor, nigga. Huh? Stop acting like you was asleep when them niggas came in there.
Motherfucker,
stomp your head in.
You already know.
And I ain't stop them niggas. Yo, stop fucking lying, man.
I'm lying to fucking you. Crazy, man.
Yeah, them niggas came in there. They stomp your fucking. Stomp a mud hole in your bitch ass.
When I see you, don't say nothing to me.
I should've let him do it, too. I might fucking punch you in your fucking chest. Don't try to run behind Webb and any another nigga.
No.
I see Webb in the club, we popping bottles, nigga. That nigga know how we do.
Yeah.
He knows you's a queer. He knows you square. Nigga used to record in my shit, nigga. That was my shit, nigga. You dig? And I still got my shit. You hear this shit?
Uh-huh.
I'm recording in my studio, my booth, nigga. Paid for by my niggas. Getting that filthy money. Stupid. Where the fuck you recording at? You ain't got shit, nigga. I'm in Jersey City right now, nigga. Stop yelling out blocks, nigga. You don't even come here, nigga. I'm about to start saying you ain't from here, nigga. This my city, nigga.
Hey, when you see me, don't say shit to me, man.
I still live here, nigga. I still live on the third floor, nigga.
I break your fucking back. Hey, man. When I
this city respect me. Every city respect me. Every city I'm in, niggas respect me. Niggas don't fuck with you. Don't nobody in the game fuck with you, nigga. Niggas fuck with me. Ask niggas.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Somebody gonna die tonight.
I'm singing now.
Welcome back, Angry Bastard Radio, the station that you speak your mind. This is Drama Fridays. Not really much of a drama, just playing, you know, nice music, you know, all that. That's another way for saying music. This right now, this shit is hot, fire. I'm pretty sure they're bumping in the clubs. We got 11 minutes before the show is over, before we find out if someone's a winner for that money. Keep it locked, Angry Bastard Radio. This is The Game featuring Joe Buttons. The future.
Everything got a future. How you go club or go hood but go back club on the same song?
I can't be like you. You can be the same. I can be inside you.
Jump off. Free world.
I'm loud and digital, baby.
Go. Baby girl is addicted.
It's okay.
OD, you can have any dude in this world but chose me. You can have any chick in this world but chose her. To play the back seat and direct the chauffeur. And that ain't just jazz, ain't down with ochre. I play publicist and give her exposure.
I mean,
keep you in the latest.
I mean,
damn near wasteless. Body like a porn star, smell like a waitress. Now she turn to me. I mean, why get club bed or club mansion?
When
we could just club in the bed of my mansion.
Yeah.
Leave for the weekend, jet to the Hamptons. Cats on the torso, I mean, I love how she's handling.
Oh.
A shoe game, show off, just frontin'.
What?
But baby, don't blink or you bound to miss something. Come on.
Dumb him,
cool.
White air, 7587, California slim, 501 blue, jeans on trim, New York Mets the brim, lower than Manhattan, lower than my pants sagging, lower than my baby mama leaning in that Benz wagon, then you can be her, Tory Burch slip-ons, LV clip-ons, haters get shit on, we roll up, 24 so what, haters all swole up, haters want my chain, hold up, I'm not that net, I'm that net, so jump off or jump off.
Ooh.
Once enemies, my nemesis and I was stuck in the genesis. We world aside, reply, let bygones be bygones. I'm gone, let all your pain be champagne and Patron.
I can see you like it.
Patron. It's how I got a home. Now we sit and spend mad hours on the phone like we both ain't grown. Wrist kinda heavy, I'm a little well known. Matching crosses, different color stones. In one line, I got her to come over till I'm dumb sober, but hungover. She played a club, sipping on mimosa. I could fit your whole crew in one Rover. To kick your shoes off before you step in. The crib's modern, I'm living like the Jetsons. Well, let's head OT, cop a one-way. Step off the runway like we on a runway. Hey, your girlfriend's thinking you a runaway. Never mind, I already know what you're gonna say.
I can see you like it.
You can be hey.
I'm thinking it's gonna be the. Oh man. That was just song by Lil Wayne that I heard in New York. I don't know which one it is. I think it might be So Much Money. Let's try that out. Let's check that out. Okay, let's go. I don't have it. Yeah, I'm gonna have to play this shit right here. This is the duo. Dr. Dre. See, where was that? Is that West Coast? Is that in the W's? You can tell this is a Dre beat. This shit is fire. This shit is just sexy, man. It's just sexy. Let's go.
Articulate, perceptive, courageous, outspoken. Just a few of the adjectives that so inadequately describe. Few singular personalities have emerged on the national and international scene to so excite and stimulate interest to 22 million Afro-Americans in the USA. Controversial? Without a doubt. This great human continues to live and grow. We are privileged to again hear the voice of
Adam Smith, the Dean Carter, from out the deep water. Thanks the Lord for my voice to beat and record us. I pick an alphabet, and you're Z-ing while I'm up trying to be the best MC-ing. Now let me in, I got my key in, and with them alphabets I never use P-E-N. But I got a lot of paper, but a lot ain't enough, so I got an occupation. Gotta bring the bacon straight to the kitchen table. Homie, if your girl pregnant, you should kiss her neighbor, cause she probably won't live to see the motherfucking cradle. The past left a scar, and the future's looking fatal. You can't be sorry, you gotta be a savior. Gotta be the breadwinner, so go rob the bread maker when they put you home to sleep. It gotta be a wake up. You move in the hood, then you gotta meet the neighbors. Hey.
Thank you for coming out. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your boy GQ. This is Angry Bastard Radio. We're here Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
The snitches is talking, but this is New Orleans. I love what I got, I'm just living the moment. I ain't dying just yet, I take the shit in the coffin. I already know how to piss in the toilet. I'm trying to get the pot to piss in the morning. I never fall back, I'd rather go forward. And when I come through, you better duck like Howard. Because I got power, just like a forward. I come through the lane and straight dunk like Stoddard. Maya Amari reminds me of Aya. He's a Phoenix Sun and I am fire. Disrespect, then I spit fire to your neck and back like you are Kaya.
31 degrees. Yeah, this up. We might be doing a show tomorrow or Sunday, but just stay tuned. Hit us up myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. I'm your boy GQ. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for listening. Good luck to all of you that are playing the numbers. I'm actually going to give them for those of you that aren't watching TV or don't know the channel or whatever. So we're going to wait for that. And this is a wrap. Now, I don't think it's going to be live, so unfortunately, he's going to have to be, you know, yeah, if you listen to a recorded site, then that's what it is. So, y'all take it easy. Keep it tight ass. And, that's pretty much it. Konnichiwa, bitches. Yeah, but, Wednesdays we are here from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Because I got to go to church. You know what I mean? I hope everybody happy holidays. And we'll see y'all probably Monday. I mean, remember, we'll see you Monday, 7 p.m. Well, and all of you that feel as though you want to cheat on your man or cheat on your girl, think twice. Nobody wants to be alone. Unfortunately for me, I'm going to have to enter the new year alone. That's cool. I'm not technically, I'm not really alone. You know what I mean? I feel good. I feel good, motherfucker. Okay, we got 60 seconds. Come on. Come on. I see the NJN news. Hey, come on now. About that lottery. I see the N and the J in the end. New Jersey Lottery, here we go. Here we go, people. Here we go. And me. And more. Close to $1 billion. Yeah, I hear it. Close to $1 billion. Damn, pick three was 005. What kind of shit is that? Alright, so let's see. Oh, I didn't even get that shit. Alright, here we go, people. Mega Million. Everybody's watching. Oh, 27. That's beautiful. 16. 10. 19. 48. 25. Okay, people. Let's get it popping. Good night, everybody. And I wish y'all the best of luck.